This is Gary Butterfield.
This is Cole Ross.
And this is Monster in My Podcast.
These are centaurs.
There's a monster in my podcast.
Oh, to be a beautiful horseman galloping the plain.
Yeah, they're. I wonder if we can get Jenny Plodden on so she can tell us if centaurs are around for girls to masturbate to. Like the way that like horse stories are. Like, is this the best of both worlds?
Yeah, that's a reference to an episode of Patrick Suffering where she said that if you read like a book about
like
horses
for
little girls. That is a euphemism for a big, strong man.
Yes, it is meant to make girls masturbate.
Yep.
Centaurs, I wonder if that's similar. I know that the thing I have the most experience with in centaurs is reading the early Xanth books, which I've talked about how terrible those are before.
That'd be bad, especially from the masturbation angle.
Yeah, there are male centaurs who like are there so the ladies can find them attractive and the male characters can get jealous. Then there are lady centaurs that have huge breasts, so guys can like grab their tits as they have to jump across chasms.
Mm.
It happens a lot in there.
Yeah.
Which is a real bummer.
But when I think of centaurs, there was some kind of commercial, maybe let's say 10 years back, that had it was like a fast food commercial or something like that. It had a very like a ripped dude and some kind of convincing is the wrong word, but very thorough CGI to make him appear to be a centaur. I'm looking at that and I'm like in college and it's like, huh, like 7 years ago, anybody that age, this would be like the nascent series of a fetish, the seed. Like this is the Sally Acorn or the crystal from Star Fox Adventures for somebody who just really wants to be into half animal people.
Well, there's boitars, like that's a thing. Like, don't Google it, but boitars are a thing.
I mean, you can't say that and then not like if you don't want me to Google it, you have to give me something to go on.
I assumed you knew. it's images, it's photoshopped images of people as centaurs for sexual purposes.
Hmm.
So,
that's a big penis.
So, yes, somebody's going to argue and say it's not just for sex. okay.
All right, cool. Also, don't be ashamed of it. We're not making fun of it. It's just not for me.
And some of the boitars don't have horse bodies. They have another human set behind them.
Wow. That's
like,
weird.
The whole
that
thing
did it
is made
me.
Of human flesh. It's very weird.
It's just a cat dog?
It's just somebody, no, because they have two butts. It's like it's cat, dog, dog.
It's a Daryl Steve, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It's very, very strange.
Hmm.
This is up on my page right now. Wow, there is a really great drawing of a muscular guy in a bathtub where his dick is like really inflated and floating on the water.
How did he get in the bathtub?
I have no idea. This is incredible, though. I got to put this in the Skype window, bud. You got to see this dick.
Oh, yeah. Put it in Slack because I can't see it. It's on another screen.
Yeah, I want to have this committed so you can refer back to it, I guess.
Pin it for me, please.
It's like, oh, no, I put in an announcement. announcement, time to party. Speaking of party, I'll let this sink in for you a little bit. But
what's the deal with his pecs?
Yeah, what is going on with those nipples too? Like they're so these very veiny, and he has these like very pointy nipples. But his penis is like enlarged to the point of excruciating looking pain.
Yeah, it looks like he should have like stretch marks around the base of the shaft.
Yeah, this is really, and his pubic hair from his stomach is like tendriling over it. Like,
yeah, that's not like a happy trail. That is a that's like a happy fire
a trail
hose.
Of tears.
He sticks the landing and makes that phrase fun again. Our national nightmare is over.
I've redeemed it. Speaking of knowing how to party, centaurs are known to get rowdy and get protective of their young and drunk and angry. And there's a lot of just how they just don't like humans. Like there's this whole etiquette section of this where they're like, if faced with a human, they'll politely ask them to leave. If faced with a gnome, they'll tolerate them. But if faced with an elf, they'll welcome them in.
Yeah. And then creatures like trolls and orcs are attacked on sight. Just like
but dragons will cause them to leave. Like what is this?
It's somebody filling for time. Like how often you can say, they're basically elves with horse bodies and they love wine.
Yeah. They hate, there's no point in this where it says like, whether they'll let you ride them, which that's the question everyone's asking, right? Like in a worst case scenario, can I, you know, do this? Can I like use this guy as a car?
That seems like an indignity. I would have to wonder though, could you break a centaur?
Oh yeah.
It's like,
absolutely.
Oh, you have no will of your own. Now you're mine.
You could totally like Ramsay Bolton this guy and break him. I was thinking about that. Like when I was, cause I tried to think of adventure hooks when I read these.
Oh, of course.
And that's what I was thinking about is like, you know, you have your villain of your campaign, he rides a centaur and it's just like this broken slave, you know, and then eventually the player characters can like find some way to make him redeem himself.
Yeah. Or he goes full arcade cannon.
Yeah. Something. Yeah. 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 Or yeah. The centaur kills himself, you know, but you could tame the stallion. I'm sure.
Oh, you know, you have to, when you pick a centaur, you really don't want a project, like accept him for who he is.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Man, I never thought about it, but like he would just totally drop like a like boulders of horse shit, wouldn't he?
I was thinking of yeah, and it just that'd be real weird because you could look him in the eye and just be like, "How is that going?" Like, I say that to Roars all the time, but I never get an answer. But this guy could answer.
Brought to you by our backers at patreon.com/duckfeedtv.